morning, Peterson, and it's still week two at Shader Croft School, and I'm sitting with some students and we're discussing designing a podcast. The students are going to help me design our next podcast. The first process that we want to get to is, well, who's going to speak, who's going to talk, what they're going to say, and of course, if we're going to talk to other people, we should probably have some set questions, and the students are sitting down and working on those set questions today. But not just any kind of question. The questions that they need are what I would define as deep questions. And a deep question is a question that requires an answer of three words or more. Here's what some of the students have to say about our design process for this week's second podcast.
Hi, my name is Aziza. I'm interviewing Tabarek. Tabarek? Okay. What do you like about wildlife and nature?
I'm excited about...
So when you go in the woods and you see wild blueberries...
It looks beautiful and something exciting, something delicious. There's a few things about it.
It's dangerous, too.
I like how she said, like, it's the world we live in. It's like, it's cool. What do you do when things get difficult?
I just ask the people who's older than me to help me. Maybe when I have some difficulty in my, like, in my school, I ask my teacher to help me. And I think I should ask anybody. To help me. I can't just stay without anybody.
But you can't do things on your own.
What do you think about the program so far?
I think it's exciting thing. It's really amazing. So I do a few things, like if I don't have this program, I'm gonna just sleep. So and I just learning new things, trying new things. That's it.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Hi, I'm Tabarek, and I have some questions from Miss Savage. Hi, Miss Savage.
Hello.
I want to ask you, what is the most thing you like to do it?
What do I like to do when I have time? I like to go running. I like to cook, I like to read, and spend time with my friends and family.
How did you know that you want to be a teacher?
I've always liked working with children my whole life. I used to teach horseback riding when I was little, and then I was a ski instructor in college, and I always worked with children, and I just really enjoyed doing it.
So do you like your job, or you wish, like, you hope to change it someday maybe?
My job's horrible. You guys are horrible. No, I'm just kidding. No, I really love my job. I especially love working in Winooski because I get to work with diverse groups of people. We learned that word this morning, right? People from many different cultures, because you all teach me so much. So it's very interesting. It's never boring.
Excellent. Any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you.
The one thing that I liked that we talked about with Ms. Green was how it was that we deal with difficult people. Aziza asked that question to me earlier, and so I guess I would pose that question to you. How is it that you deal with difficult people and difficult situations?
I try to stay calm and patient, and you have to kind of keep your emotion out of it. So no matter what my own feeling or belief is about a situation, you have to kind of take that out of it, and you have to kind of, I would use the word neutral. You can't choose sides. You have to try to find a solution that will make people happy. Even if it might be a compromise, it might not be exactly what you want, but you make it be the best possible solution for that situation.
That's pretty good. And it was really close to my answer. And Mrs. Green's answer, what I had said was, you don't take things personally. You just can't do it. And Mrs. Green had said, make sure you listen to the other people. So it's good to hear what other people have to say about that.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.